living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
My pot.
You got a rock in your pot?
I'll fix it in a minute.
I'm waiting to hear the commodity prices.
And now for the wheat prices. At the Chicago Exchange, wheat opened steady and...
What's the price of wheat?
Darling, I think the foos blew.
Foos?
Yes, like when we were in New York and the lights went out and you telephoned down to the superintendent and he came up and he put in a new foos.
Fuse. And it was the generator that you blew out. We don't have foos, fuse. And just as I was learning the wheat prices, you know, I've decided to plant wheat.
I'm sorry, darling, but something happened when I plugged in the coffee pot.
Why? The coffee pot's only a number two. What else you got plugged in? Oh, well, no wonder the generator blew out. You've got eight plugged in.
No, only four.
The number of plugs doesn't make the difference. It's the number on the plugs that makes the difference.
Oh.
I thought I explained that to you.
You did?
Oh, I thought you understood it.
I didn't.
Well, all right, I'll explain it again. The whole thing is based on the principle of seven. That's the maximum load the generator can carry. Now, the bigger electrical appliances, they have the biggest numbers, as I've indicated on the chart here. The can opener is one. Coffee pot, electric iron, toaster, mixer, that's two. Frying pan, three. Rotisserie, four. Dishwasher, five. Washing machine, freezer, and refrigerator... they draw the most electricity, you see, so they're six. You understand? You don't understand. All right. That's the washing machine. That's six.
Yeah.
Now, with a six, you can only have a one, because that adds up to seven. Now, that can only be the can opener. You see, unless you don't use the washing machine, and then you could use... Oh, say the electric iron.
What's that for?
Iron clothes.
Well, which one is that?
Haven't you ever used this?
Oh, yes, to hold the door open.
The main thing to remember is that the total cannot be more than seven. Now, you understand? You don't understand.
Yes, I do understand. I am going to make coffee, so I pull out the three and I push in the two.
Good girl.
You love me.
Of course I love you.
But not enough to let me plug in the three.
Well, it doesn't make any difference anyhow what you plug in till I get the generator fixed.
While you are at it, could you fix the water too?
What's the matter with it?
Come, I'll show you. This came out of it.
What?
You think there is gold in it?
I'll fix the generator.
Mm-hmm.
driver. I can't.
No.
Oh, everything's got to happen to me today. I'm trying to get into Mr. Drucker's to put my order in. Otherwise, I won't get my planting done.
Well, what are you going to plant?
Seed wheat.
Oh, seaweed. I thought they grew that in the ocean.
No, not seaweed. Seed wheat. Wheat seeds you plant to get wheat from.
Oh.
What's that?
Coffee.
Oh, here. The coffee pot. Look, it's welded to the lid.
Oh. Well, can you get me another coffee pot?
I'll ask Mr. Drucker when I go in and get my seaweed. I'll see. Wheat seed.
Oh! Be careful, you blow a fuse.
I say corn.
And I say soybeans.
Could I get waited on?
Corn.
Soybeans.
Corn.
Could I get waited on?
What do you want?
Two sticks of chewing gum.
What?
Assorted. Give me a fruit flavor and a...
I don't break up a pack.
Give it to me, I'll break it up.
Joe, will you stop interrupting? Now, this is important. Fellas, you better make up your minds, otherwise I can't guarantee to deliver your seed on time.
You got any loose jelly beans?
Joe! Sam, you can put me down for soybeans.
75 bushels of corn.
Fred, you're making a mistake.
Ben, when Doris' lumbago starts acting up, it's a sure sign to plant corn.
Yeah, well, when Emily gets her cranky spells, you better be out there planting soybeans.
Well, Doris' lumbago's been right more times than Emily's cranky spells.
Oh, I don't agree with you.
Well, now, you remember what happened back in 48.
There's only one way to settle this.
Yeah, with a nickel.
Put it on my account. Boys, we've got to approach this planting problem scientifically. Now, just how bad is Doris' lumbago?
The worst she's ever had. I have to push her out of bed every morning to get her to feed the pigs.
How cranky's Emily been?
Well, she's been yammering at me for 2 weeks now.
Every day?
No, it's been more like every other day.
Afraid I'll have to go along with Doris's lumbago.
Yeah, me too, Ben. Doris has ached up some of the best corn crops we've ever had in the valley.
Well, I gotta admit, Emily ain't been real soybean cranky. Better put me down for corn, too.
Good.
You were going to charge me 5 cents for this? Ain't hardly worth finishing.
Don't you!
Morning, gentlemen.
Oh, morning, Mr. Douglas. Is something I can do for you?
I want to place an order.
You'd like to split a package of gum?
No, thank you.
You can choose the flavor.
No, thank you very much. I want to order my seed.
Mr. Douglas, I was just taking Fred's and Ben's order for seed. Now, how much corn can I put you down for?
Corn? I'm planting wheat.
Wheat!
Yes?
Your wife got any wheat bumps?
What are wheat bumps?
Oh, they're little knobs some folks get on their heads this time of year.
It's a good sign for planting wheat.
Well, her bumps wouldn't really count anyway. She's a city girl. She might be bumping onions for all reason.
My wife is not bumping anything.
Joe, Mr. Douglas doesn't even know what you're talking about.
No, I'm sorry I don't. Now, about my seed.
Mr. Douglas, take the advice of a man that's been farming 40 years. Don't fly in the face of Doris' lumbago.
Your wife has lumbago? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Don't knock it. It's money in the bank.
Mr. Douglas, you see, the kind of weather that brings on Doris' lumbago seems to be the best for growing corn.
Oh.
Emily gets cranky spells.
For corn?
Soybeans.
Ain't met anybody with swole ankles, have you?
No.
Well, carrots ain't a very good crop around here anyway.
Gentlemen, I know you're all successful farmers. But there are better scientific methods of farming than basing your crops on aches and pains.
What do you base yours on?
The Department of Agriculture.
Who?
The United States Department of Agriculture.
Didn't know they had one.
Of course, in Washington.
They tell you what to plant, huh?
No, they don't do that.
What do they plant?
Oh, they're not planting anything.
Ain't got any faith in their own judgment, huh?
Gentlemen, since the day the Department of Agriculture was founded, the farmer has access to the finest scientific brains in America. He's no longer alone in his fields. He knows that back there in Washington there's an army of agriculturists, agronomists, chemists, bacteriologists, meteorologists, peering into microscopes, heating up test tubes, you know, releasing balloons, culling information, gathering data, sorting, probing, shifting, with but one thought in mind: what crops are good for America? Now, microscopes are dark. Test tubes are cooled off and the balloons are all recovered. And the answer is wheat. Gentlemen, I am planting wheat.
That sure convinces me.
Me too. I think I'll double my order of corn.
Wheat?
Yes, sir.
Well, wheat is a good crop. Well, it's not a good crop. It's wheat, huh?
Yeah, now don't try to talk me out of it. That's what the fellas at the store tried to do.
Mr. Douglas, we county agents are not allowed to talk anyone out of making stupid mistakes. I mean, not that you're making a stupid mistake. It's just that you're going to plant 160 acres in wheat?
You bet.
You basing this on bumps?
What? Oh, you mean that silly super... No, no, no.
Yeah, well, it's kind of silly, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we prefer the scientific approach. Well, not strictly scientific. Sometimes we... a lot of times we... well, as the chief is so fond of saying, as Mrs. Ziffel's lumbago goes, so goes the corn crop.
Oh.
Mrs. Ziffel has lumbago?
Well, big crop of it. Of course, we're not sure how big the crop is, but...
Oh, the poor woman. I ought to go and visit her.
That'd be nice.
How have you been, Mr. Kimball?
Oh, fine. Just fine. Well, not really fine. I've been on my feet a lot lately. I think I got a touch of carrot ankle. Not enough to plant by.
What's that?
That's an old wives' tale. The people out here plant their crops according to their aches and pains.
I had a headache this morning.
Asparagus. Mr. Douglas, I'd look into that if I were you. Asparagus might be the answer.
I'm planting wheat.
How would you two like to have some lunch?
That'd be wonderful. I'm starved.
Me too. Where do we go?
Well, Lisa, you know there's no place we can go for lunch.
Oh, yes, there is. The Store Club, 21, Tooth Show.
They're all in New York.
Mr. Kimball, how would you like to take off a couple of days and have lunch?
Oh, I,
Lisa, how about you fixing lunch for us?
Well, I could try. How would you like to have some coffee and toast?
Well, that wouldn't be too much trouble.
I don't know. I never made it.
Never made toast?
Well, I've only been here 5 weeks.
Oh, well, I'm really not very hungry.
Oh, come on. Let me make it. Mrs. Bradley gave me the recipe.
Well, toast and coffee'd be just fine.
I'll make it without the coffee. You forgot to bring home the new coffee pot.
Oh, I forgot. My wife welded the electric pot to the stove this morning.
You learned to weld in 5 weeks? That's very good. Excellent.
No. This was an accident.
Oh, well, that could happen to the best of us. Well, not the best of us, but... toast without coffee will be just fine.
I plug in.
Remember, the toaster is a 2. You can't plug in more than a 5 with it.
There is already a 6 in it.
And you'll have to pull it out.
The butter will melt.
Honey, a 2 won't go with a 6. It's very simple. All you got to remember is 6 and 1 are 7.
6 and 1 is 7. I think I can remember that.
Mr. Kimball, I want to ask you some questions about wheat.
Wheat? Oh, so you're going to go ahead and do it, huh?
I certainly am.
Well, that's fine, fine. I know a lot of fellows that plant wheat. Well, not a lot of fellows. There was one. Tom Henderson. Yeah, he put in 640 acres.
Ooh, that's a lot of wheat.
Wheat, as far as the eye could see. Fields of wheat. Beautiful crop. Lost his shirt.
What?
What, he didn't lose his shirt. Lost his farm and his wife. He still has his shirt.
Well, if the wheat was so good, what happened?
Well, the bottom fell out of the wheat market. Oh, just like it did this morning. Didn't you hear the commodity broadcast?
Oh, no, the generator went out just as they were coming. It dropped?
Well, fell is a better word. Oh, dropped is better.
Wheat dropped!
Dropped, huh?
Oh, the bottom dropped right out.
I didn't hear the 7 o'clock report. I was watching the tail end of the all-night movie. Well, John Wayne in color.
I didn't know you had a color TV set.
Oh, no, that's the name of the movie, Color. You see, that's what the gold miners used to say. They used to say, you showing any color in your pan? That meant there was gold in the pan.
Well, that's very interesting. Now, Mr. Drucker, could I change my wheat seed?
Oh, well, I guess that'd be all right. What were you figuring on changing it for?
Corn.
Glad to see you're going along with Doris's lumbago.
Well, that's not why I'm doing it. I just thought as long as everybody else is going for corn, I'd play it safe.
Well, that's a wise decision, Mr. Douglas. Don't ask me to explain it, but corn seems to grow best when Doris Ziffel has lumbago.
I ain't got lumbago.
You haven't?
No. I just told Fred that.
Why?
Honey, when you're married as long as me, there's many mornings you don't want to get out of bed and slop the pigs.
Well, Mrs. Ziffel, I'm glad that you're not sick. I brought you a present.
Oh, thanks. Last time I got a present was when I was first married. Fred gave me my own plow. Near busted my back pulling it. Looks like toast.
Oh, thank you. The first two I made you couldn't recognize.
Well, it was awful nice of you bringing me something when you thought I was sick.
Well, I would have brought you hotcakes, but they were too heavy to carry.
Honey, if I had your looks and anything else you got, I never would have moved out here.
I promised my husband I
promised Fred I'd try living here. That was 22 years ago. And you know what? He ain't never yet asked if I liked it. I work for that man. I cook, I clean, I scrub, I sew. And what's it get me? An $8 bonus on Christmas. I don't even get that if my lumbago don't pay off. So that's why this morning I just decided to... Well, you know, Arnold.
How do you do? He doesn't like me.
Oh, you're sitting in his favorite chair. Don't get up. Go watch TV. Arnold loves John Wayne. John Wayne, would you believe it, when Fred and me was first married, people used to come up to us and say, are you John Wayne? I had an awful time convincing them I wasn't.
She had a terrible life, cooking, cleaning up, washing dishes, and telling everyone she wasn't John Wayne.
What?
Well, I couldn't see it, but... Well, I didn't want to hurt her feelings.
Crying out loud. You realize what she's done? She's got Fred Ziffel planting corn, Mr. Miller.
We ain't planting rutabagas.
Why didn't you come home and tell me this right away? We've planted a half an acre.
Well, darling, I couldn't. She was so lonely. Her husband was outside, and Arnold was in the living room watching television.
I don't... Arnold the pig?
We gotta go on planting corn, Mr. Douglas.
Of course not.
What about this half acre?
Find the seeds and put them back into the sack.
Well, I don't know, Mr. Douglas. There ain't much of a market for used corn seed.
Used? Oh, it's hardly used. It wasn't in the ground. 2 hours.
Well,
we cleaned it all off. We dusted every speck. You won't find a speck of dirt on.
Hello there, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Ziffel.
I won't apologize to you for my wife Doris faking.
Oh, please, nothing at all. No harm done.
What do you mean, no harm done? Everybody's bringing back his corn seed.
What are you planting instead, Mr. Ziffel?
Wheat. Doris has got a couple of beautiful bumps on her head.
Oh, they ain't real wheat bumps.
Well, at first I thought they was horns.
Mr. Ziffel, you didn't...
No, I didn't put them there. She tripped over Arnold when she was going into West TV.
What's Mr. Ziffel planting wheat for? It was down this morning.
It came up again on the 2 o'clock news.
I'm planting wheat.
I wouldn't if I was you.
What are you planting, Mr. Miller?
Soybeans.
But wheat was up on the 2 o'clock news.
Soybeans was higher on the 3 o'clock news, and Emily was crankier.
Well, what's it going to be, Mr. Douglas?
Oh, it's very simple. I'll plant half of my farm in wheat and the other half in soybeans.
I'll help you load your car.
Mr. Haney, what are you...
Shh! What are you doing?
Listening to my car radio. Oh, I love that Vic Mercedes. Where you been, Mr. Douglas?
Buying Mercedes.
Oh, what'd you buy?
Wheat and soybeans.
Very shrewd. Yep. They was up at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Of course, it's almost 4 now. I'll get the latest price report on the radio. Excuse me, Mr. Douglas. You're standing between me and Pixley.
Oh.
Sorry. Oh, here it is. Soybeans?
Yeah?
Down.
Oh. Well, that's only half what I'm going to plant. What about wheat?
Oh, wheat? Yeah. Way down.
What's up?
Corn.
Corn. That's what you want.
Yeah, so if you'll take back my wheat and my soybeans, I'll load up with corn.
Okay, well, I got that sack of stuff you brought back this afternoon.
Good.
Sam? I'm bringing back the wheat.
Oh, now look here, Fred.
I decided against soybeans, Sam.
You fellas gonna plant corn?
No.
Potatoes.
Potatoes?
Just heard a bulletin on radio about the Department of Agriculture.
Ah, so you decided to use the scientific approach, huh? Instead of that silly superstition of the cranky spells and the lumbago and the bumps. What did the bulletin say?
Secretary of Agriculture's got a cold.
Cold?
Yes, sir. And it's going to be a big year for potatoes.
I can't understand how I got so panicked today. You know, in the city, if the stock market goes down, I don't rush to my broker and sell my stock. But out here, one report that wheat is down and I change to corn. And then I hear a report that Mrs. Ziffel's lumbago is a fake and I switch to soybeans. Then I hear that the soybeans are down, I sell my soybeans. Oh.
I got a simple solution.
What?
Let's go back to New York.
I am not going back to New York. I know that I can make this farm work. If Fred Ziffel can make his farm work, there's no re... What's this candle doing in the refrigerator?
Well, darling, I had to plug in the dishwasher, which is the 5, so I had to unplug the refrigerator, which is the 6. So when I opened the door, the light didn't go on and I couldn't see, so I put in the candle.
Good thinking.
Oh, good, the number 5 stopped. Now I can plug in the number 6. You see, I'm learning.
Yes, you are learning. And I'm proud of you. I'm very proud of you. And why did you put an electric toaster in the dishwasher?
Well, it was full of crumbs.
Never put an electrical appliance in a dishwasher.
Well, I'm sorry, darling, but you see, I work on the principle of 7 also. For 5 good things I do, I do 2 stupid things. You know you have the number 8 kiss. Filmways presentation, darling.